How you gonna?
Yo, good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning. We have reached December. Hello, December. This is All Things Sex with Daddy Cream. Welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I had to start off today's show with that Summer Walker. Throw It Away. Oh my gosh, it's been a month since her album has dropped, and I'm still playing it every single day, you guys. Like, I am obsessed with this Summer Walker album. I love Summer Walker in general, but this particular album, it did something for me, and everything she was saying and speaking, it was just so relatable and stuff, so Summer Walker's still over it. If you haven't heard the album, go fucking listen to the album. I promise you, you won't regret it. But today, everybody, we are going to be talking about friends with benefits. That's today's topic. Friends with benefits. We all have them, right? Or at least we want to have them. We used to have them. There's so many different dynamics when it comes to friends with benefits, and I'm going to give you my experiences on that and what I think and my thoughts and so forth. So nothing's wrong with friends with benefits. I hope you guys know that. Well, it can be. I mean, I guess. So I have a whole list, obviously, here of questions and so forth that I want to dive into. So let's get into it. So I guess we can start with defining friends with benefit, or providing the correct definition, I guess you could say. And from my experience, a friends with benefits, I don't know if it's been a consistent thing or if it's a just what people want to do with me kind of thing, but I feel like anybody that I potentially have sex with, you know, it's like, you're my friend. Or like, we were friends on social media and we've hooked up, you know, outside of that. And then I see you again out and it's like, oh, hey, what's up? But like, I don't know. Friends with benefits, there's so many different avenues that one can really use when it comes to that. So for me, I'll tell you my definition and then we'll Google search what their definition is. So for me, my definition of friends with benefits, it's pretty much just that. If we're social media friends and we are going to hang out outside of where, you know, the social media avenues, odds are we're going to mess around. And I hate saying that, or I hate that it has to be that way, but I feel like me being Daddy Cream, everyone's intentions are just that. Like, they want to do that. So, for instance, if someone were to hit me up and be like, it's fucking never happened because people are intimidated or whatever, but if someone were to hit me up and be like, hey, you know, I wanna go roller skating and we should grab dinner and go roller skating, I'd be like, yes, that would be so fun. Like, let's fucking do it. What a great time. Thinking like, you know, they're coming at me as a friend, not as a date. Because if it was a date, then it's a different situation. That's not really a friends with benefit situation. That's we're going on a date. So let's put this in perspective of we're friends and they're like, hey, I'm bored today. What you up to? I'm like, I'm chilling, just playing PS5 or whatever. And they're like, oh, okay, you want to grab some food and go to the beach? I'm like, cool, let's do it. So then we're going. And then it's like every single time, no matter who I'm with, I'm going to be, and they're going to be attracted to me and vice versa. And we'll go and we'll have our time. And then it's like, okay, 9 times out of 10, we're going to be fucking. But I don't know. I don't know if it's just me or if that's just the way that things work out in my freaking life and connections with people. But even when I try not to be accessible in that aspect of let's have sex, I feel like that aspect is always there when people are wanting to hang out with me. And I can genuinely want to hang out with somebody that I might follow, and I could hit them up because I'm in their state and I'm like, hey, you want to go grab some food? Like, because I'm genuinely in their state and I have nobody else to hang out with, kind of thing. And I'm like, oh, well, I follow you. Let's, you know, meet in person. So I can genuinely come to people like that and want to, you know, be that friend. But I feel like when people come to me, it's not in that aspect. It's not that genuine. People will come to me and they'll just straight up say what it is, like, oh, you have pretty feet. Oh, I wish I can suck on those toes. And they always will insinuate something in their conversation to give me a hint that they want to get sexual with me. So, reason I'm saying this is because the friends with benefit thing, I don't know if it can really apply to me because I don't have beef with nobody. Like, anybody that I've had sex with, I can't necessarily maybe consider them friends, but we were associates, or we still are associates or something. But let's look to see what Google's definition of friends with benefits is. Google says, a friend with whom one has an occasional and casual sexual relationship. Okay. So I definitely do have, you know, my selection of individuals where we can hook up and we've been hooking up for years and that's all that it is. So I get that totally. But is that, but we're not doing anything outside of that. So I don't really consider those people friends. Like, I'm not hooking up with somebody and then going to the poker tables after, like, vibing with them. That's just not, if we're hooking up, then we're, it's just been a sexual thing. So from my experience, friends with benefits, everybody wants the fuck daddy cream. This is a hard subject. This is harder than I fucking was expecting this shit to be, you guys. Damn. I thought I was going to come on here and fucking rock and answer my own questions with ease, but clearly that's not the case. Oh, man. I do have a next question here. What if you want to take it to the next level with that person? Oh, you know what? And this question actually just made me think about somebody that I definitely am friends with benefits for. Oh, this is great. This is great. Because I actually do have a specific individual where I'm friends, real friends with them. Like, we will go to the club together and do what, you know, we will travel together or whatever the case may be, and then we do have sex. So I forgot all about that. Wow. But this next question reminded me of that, because in my mind, so the question is, what if you want to take it to the next level with that person? So in my mind, I have wanted to take my friends with benefits relationship with this specific individual to the next level on so many occasions. And I've voiced it, I've communicated it to him, I've tried to take it there. And the response that I get, well, I haven't done this in a while, but the response, because I was tired of it not being pursued. But the response that I would normally get is like, you know, I would fuck with you. Like, you know how much I love you. You know how much you mean to me. And it's just like, or we don't really need to put that title on it, or whatever the case may be. I can't really specifically pinpoint the exact response right now off the top of my head, but I, for this particular question, if it hurts, if you're having, you know, if you have a friend with benefits and you want to take it to the next level and that person isn't willing to, I would be lying if I said feelings don't get hurt and so forth. Because from my experience, if I've wanted to take it to the next level and they have it, they'll tell me they want to take it there, but their actions say otherwise, it does do something to me. And it maybe makes me want to distance myself from them, or just not give that person so much energy, because that energy that I'm giving off isn't necessarily being reciprocated, or it's only being reciprocated on that person's terms. instead of, you know, just being considerate and being a nice human being. So it definitely would hurt. And, but I don't think it would come in between us because I genuinely care about this person. And if he doesn't want to take it to the next level, my nigga, like, I'm not his type for a relationship or whatever the case may be. Like, I'm not going to harbor that over the genuine relationship that we do have, because we've stayed up all night type thing, just talking on the phone, sipping and smoking, or even in person, talking and sipping and smoking and just vibing. And we really are on that level where if we were to get together, I feel like I know enough about his past and he knows enough about my past. But, and I've known this guy probably about good 5 or 6 years. And he's in the limelight too, so he knows, you know, he gets it. He understands the lifestyle. And for me, this is how I feel. I feel like he is too in the limelight to want to have somebody like Daddy Cream on his side based on what everybody else might say. And that's just how I feel. And that hurts to say, and it is embarrassing. Not embarrassing, but it's like, it hurts to say that because I really do feel like there's a lot of potential candidates out there who would, or who talk a good game about how they want to be with me or they would love to be with me or something, but based on their career, they choose not to pursue that avenue because what the world might think. And it does hurt because I know, well, what the nigga tells me, I feel like he would want to be with me. Like, for him to text me randomly on random days, just like, I love you text messages, it does something to me. But then that's because I'm so fucking gullible. So then, you know, the other part of me is just kind of like, it's been going on for so long. If you really wanted to pursue me, you would. So I kind of just distance my emotions. And I'm sure you guys can relate to that too. If you guys have had a friends with benefits and one had more serious feelings than the other or whatever the case may be. But second question, I guess it ties back into the what if you want to take it to the next level. The second question would be, what if you get denied? If you got denied by the person that you've been having sex with, you've been taking trips with, you've been having a platonic friends with benefits relationship, and what if you were able to put your pride down to the side and you were able to, you know, speak to the person that you're having sex with and ask them, like, hey, are you willing to take this to the next level and be my boyfriend, be my girlfriend? And what if you got denied? So I have been denied. I have wanted to take it there. They have denied me. And you just gotta, for me, this is how I cope. I just remember who the fuck I am and I sweep that shit under the rug and I reserve my emotions. And I know going forward, I'm not gonna give this person that energy, or I'm not gonna be so vulnerable with this person because my vulnerability is only hurting myself. And there's nothing wrong with being vulnerable. I will love being vulnerable. That's one of, like, being vulnerable and submissive is one of the things that my body and my soul craves. And I'm always vulnerable, but I'm never, I'm always vulnerable and nothing is wrong with being vulnerable. So if you get denied, don't be mad at yourself for putting your pride down and expressing how you feel and stuff. Like, it was just that particular person was not ready. This is how I look at it. That person wasn't ready for all that you were willing to give. And if that person can't handle all the things that you are going to give, like, that person doesn't deserve all the things that you're going to give. So you can't harbor on it and feel bad and be down and all that. You got to pick yourself up, remember who you are, have positive thoughts in your head and be like, okay, it is what it is. At least I tried. At least I voiced how I felt. They don't want that. And then that's when you make a decision. Am I going to continue to, that is so funny. The person I'm talking about literally just responded to my Instagram story. But that's when you have to literally fucking remember who you are, and just if you have to tell yourself, okay, am I going to pursue this as just a friend with benefits and continue to give up myself sexually, even though they've already expressed to me that they don't want to give themselves to me emotionally, they only want to give themselves to me physically. Am I going to accept that and continue this friends with benefits relationship with them? Or am I going to retract myself and, you know, stir away from that and no longer go down that route? And that is where, you know, the friendship part comes into play. Because if they were a genuine friend and you guys just, accidentally had sex one or two times, like, I know it's not accidentally, but you guys just happen to have sex one or two times and then, you know, one's feelings got involved and the others didn't, then that could potentially harm the friendship that was there. And, you know, if you guys have a genuine friendship, then you should cherish that friendship. Friends are hard to come by, especially real friends. So that's my opinion. Last question for today's topic is going to be, is there such thing as a platonic friendship? And in my mind, a platonic friendship, it can exist. They are out there. I do believe, the possibility of having a platonic relationship or platonic friendship. And you can have that without having sex. Like, I genuinely believe that. It might be hard in the gay world, but platonic friendships could exist, and I think they do exist. And from my experience, I have had those, and I have acted on them. And again, nobody likes denial or rejection, being denied or being rejected or anything. And I just feel like for me and my personal experiences, when I have wanted to have a platonic, or when I've had a platonic friendship and I've maybe wanted to pursue it as more or something, it hasn't gone quite as I've expected. So there's going to be a poll on today's episode, and I'd love to hear you guys' feedback, because I'm curious to know, you know, if you guys have platonic friendships, or if you guys have a friends with benefits, or multiple friends with benefits, or how you guys feel on the friends with benefits topic, because it is a very contingent one. It's very construed, and there's different levels to a friendship with benefits. So I'm curious to know others' opinions besides just mine, because here it's just my little world and just my little brain. And, you know, but that's pretty much it for today's episode. I just wanted to talk about friends with benefits, and there's probably a lot more that I need to say, and I'm probably not saying it, and I'm going to get off and I'm going to be annoyed. But moral of the story, if you want to have a friends with benefits, you guys maybe need to have open communication, honest communication. If you guys have had a genuine friendship, that communication should come easy. If you guys are choosing to take that friendship into the bedroom and become sexual with no intentions involved other than busting a nut, then I think that should be expressed. If during that time or after that time one of you guys catch feelings, I think it would be great if that is expressed instead of holding in those feelings and not expressing those to the individual that you're feeling those for. Because at the end of the day, communication is key, and when you communicate, everything else falls into place. So at least I believe so. And communication doesn't have to be as hard, you guys. This is 2021. We're 1 month away from 2022. Like, are we still talking about communication problems? Like, make it make sense, you know? And don't be that person where if someone is expressing how they feel to you, don't be that person to dismay their emotions or their feelings just because you're not ready. You know, be honest with that person. If you're not ready, communicate with them. Because at the end of the day, if you guys are friends, you guys should remain friends long term, forever, or whatever the case may be. Like, let another person, well, no, don't let another person get between you guys, but let some real shit, you feel me, like, get between you guys. And one thing for me and my friends, dudes or girls, it doesn't really matter. If I have friends, like, we're gonna communicate, and I don't have falling outs with my friends. That's one of the best things about me and my friendship, whether we're having sex or not. Like, I don't have falling outs. Like, I am such a positive person. If I see you out and we've had sex, hey, you can still text me, you can message me, like, you can comment on my post, whatever, because I'm gonna do the same. Like, that's just who I am. That's just how I rock. But yeah, tap in for the poll, you guys. I have a couple of guests on the next episode. It's going to be about OnlyFans. So I'll have a couple of content creators giving their insight and inspirations or motivations or whatever they have to say to you guys. And that'll be on the next episode of All Things Sex with Daddy Cream. And thank you guys today for tuning in. And yeah, this is All Things Sex with Daddy Cream. You guys take care now.